Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This Friday is an annual event dedicated specifically to funding the visual arts in the Duluth Public Schools. Art for Ed's Sake happens Friday, September 23rd from 6:30 to 8:30 at Zeitgeist on Superior Street. The event includes art, music, and a big silent auction. Organizer and art teacher here in Duluth, Chrissy Valento, joins us on Radio Gallery.
I am Chrissy Valento. I teach 6th and 8th grade art at Lincoln Park Middle School.
And you're involved in a really exciting event happening here in Duluth. Tell us about that.
The event is Art for Ed's Sake. This is our third annual, and this event celebrates the importance of visual and media arts education in Duluth schools, and it serves as a fundraiser for the arts education program.
Talk about what art education means to your students.
I teach mostly 6th grade, but I do have a section of 8th grade and already, but I love it when kids come in the door and say, oh, this is my favorite class, or oh, I don't have time outside of school to do the arts, and I love to be able to have art in school. Currently, we don't have 7th grade art. We're not able to offer 7th grade art, and that's just because the middle school day was cut from 7 periods to 6. So the 6th graders are really excited to have it for a whole semester, and then 8th graders, it's an elective course for them for a whole year. So it's just fun for me to be able to see kids come into the art room and just be so excited to create with their hands.
Talk about the different media that middle school students are working in. What do they learn?
Middle school students get to use a variety of art materials. I mean, we do lots of drawing. We use pencils. We are colored pencils, regular pencils. We talk a lot about shading, and turning things from two-dimensional into three-dimensional. We work in sculpture. We work in clay. I had a student today look at me and say, when do we get to start using clay? Like, that's her favorite. We use casting materials. We do different inks. We use different types of paint, watercolor, acrylic. So they get to kind of use a whole gamut of different materials while they're in art. Even just today, we were doing a drawing lesson, and I certainly have kids who come in who are pretty confident in drawing. They've even come in and showed me notebooks of things filled with things that they've been drawing. And then I have kids who come in, of course, and they're very nervous about drawing. They don't feel confident in it. They don't practice it a lot. And so I really make time every week to just focus on drawing. And so we were working on a drawing today, and honestly, I'm walking around the room, and I was explaining to them how if I just asked you to just draw this, many of you might think, oh, there's no way I could do that. I said, but if we do it together, step by step, you will be amazed at what comes out at the end. And when I was walking around at the end, I was truly amazed. And I had several kids look up at me and say, wow, I didn't know I could do this. I didn't know I could draw this. So if they're just given the chance, given the opportunity, they can do it. And it's so fun to see. I love when they just look at me like, they were so doubtful in the beginning, and then at the end of class time, they're just like, you were right. Like, I can do this. If you do it step by step, I can do it.
What does it mean to see the community step up and support the arts in the schools through Arts and Ed's Sake?
You know, we, like I said, just started this event 3 years ago, and a big part of my job last year was collecting silent auction items, and this community, this Duluth community, is so giving and so willing. I collected over 70 items. They were so willing to just be open to giving anything that would help this event. It was so impressive.
Now tell us about the event.
There will be art on view. There will be a huge silent auction, like I mentioned, with many, many diverse items. There will be Georgianne Hunter. She will be there playing the harp live for us, which will be great. There will be little snippet videos of kids working on art in the classroom, talking about what art means to them, why they enjoy taking art in school, what it's meant to them through the grade levels. So there'll just be a lot of things to see and listen to, and of course the silent auction people love to mill around and look at all the different items that will be available. We're doing it for the students.
Art for Ed's Sake happens this Friday, September 23rd at 6:30 till 8:30 at Zeitgeist Arts at 222 East Superior Street in Duluth. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.